Thank you for your interest in the practice of the Women's Circle. I hope that this brief explanation helps you understand what a Women's Circle is and what it is not, how it works, and what you can gain from participating in it. Due to the folklore that exists today about the practice of the Women's Circle, it is important to start by clarifying certain points. One, a Women's Circle is not a magic solution to your problems. Two, it is not where we come to hate men or to be angry at the world because of how men have wronged us. And three, it is neither feminism nor against feminism. A women's circle is an accountability, a process of self-realization and discovery, a mirror that shows you everything about you, the good and the bad. A journey alongside women with like issues that seek to change the aspects that are not working in their life. And they do this in order to find and establish a healthier life balance. Thus, in order for this change to be possible, there must be a realization for the need to change, and there must be an understanding as to why that change is necessary. All of the practices that you will learn in the Women's Circle intend to help you discover the internal processes that all women have in common, and to explore those that are more personal to you. Generally, we work to understand the collectively defined experience of a woman in order to find a common ground from which all participants can learn, explore, and grow. Society calls this women's psychology. To do this, we will work in steps. The first step is to understand what energy centers or chakras are. More concretely, you will understand what they represent physiologically and psychologically. There are many aspects about the energy centers that speak about how we are puppets to our environment. Thus, the approach will be to help you understand and know how to work the consciousness with each energy center. Simply put, the consciousness from each energy center refers to psychological states of being that heavily impact your mental patterns, emotional tendencies, and behavioral habits. In the first part, through understanding the consciousness of the seven major chakras, we explore the common wiring of men and women and how we all function. In our communities, a young child is taught to cultivate and develop the male and the female mental and emotional strengths equally. Then comes the second stage, the differentiation. For our ancestral communities, the differentiation comes at puberty. In this stage, we see young women and men develop and experience life differently. However, thanks to having cultivated a strong and resilient, complete human, a young woman or man can grow from this stage into a complete strong female or male. It is at this stage that comes the urgency of knowing the art of womanhood, which is the understanding of your biological, physiological, and neurological wiring. The knowing of how these factors impact and influence your mental, emotional, and behavioral tendencies. It is crucial to be aware of how you can find some balance through the cycles of your female experience. Thus, men and women apart, what men and women are supposed to do and not do apart, we women have a body that is obviously functioning differently than theirs. It doesn't make us less, and it doesn't make us more than them. All of this wisdom, modern society tends to forget to teach its women. And often, women are lost within themselves because they don't understand their own biology, physiology, and their own emotional and mental states. When I ask women about what they are experiencing, often they are able to offer elaborate words to describe what they are feeling. When then I ask, but what does that mean? They give me yet another long paragraph, to which I reply, tell me, how does that feel? Where does it feel like that? What does that mean to you? What does that tell you about you? What do you learn from that about you? And what does it translate into? Not knowing how to answer, many women break into tears. Thus, the art of womanhood is to come to know yourself or to gain deeper insights about yourself. It implies the knowing of how to experience your full self. And you do this by understanding what you are feeling. This way, you can identify what emotions you are experiencing, why you are experiencing them, and what that is trying to tell you about your current life experience. This is how you can understand your physiological, mental, and psychological states and become more able to express what that means from your own experience. This is how you consciously identify, make sense of, and communicate how these states are shaping your choices and actions, and consequently, how all of this defines your way of life. Most women don't really know how their bodies function biologically and how these biological influences affect their hormones, moods, emotions, minds, and actions. They are often not aware that we are not linear. We are cyclical. Without the understanding of all of these factors, then how can your life be balanced? How can you be fully happy? How can you establish sound life habits? Without knowing the depth of these aspects, it's extremely difficult to have a balanced life. The knowledge of your cyclical nature, biologically and neurologically speaking, teaches you how to structure healthier life habits that optimize your capacities all throughout your cycle. And precisely, this is the art of womanhood. For example, if during a period where you are physiologically and neurologically inclined to be more internal, more reflective and more calm, and you engage in very demanding and noisy environments where you are being asked a lot, how are you going to function? Likely not very productively. People break, women tend to break, and with that arise anxiety, stress, depression, overcommitment, burnout, and the loss of self. Women often lose track of who they are, of their passion, of their drive, and fall into settling. Some women even stop living and just merely exist. This is why the art of womanhood is so important. The art of womanhood is the capacity to create, to express, to manifest, to rejoice, to live, and to emanate creative life expressions. Thus, the heart of the women's circle is to help women express the tapestry of the beauty of their life, to stimulate and help them cultivate their capacity to dare to create balanced experiences in their lives. In past women's circles, I have seen how many musicians, artists, chefs, caregivers, businesswomen, athletes, and writers have been born. Sometimes in the gatherings, I have seen women start to sing with amazing voices that they didn't know that they had. And from that, other women being encouraged to join in, forming a beautiful song that developed just from everyone being in allowance to express themselves. It's always quite magical to witness all of these things. Another major component of the women's circle is the inner journey, the deeper step of the process of self-transformation, the hard part that is often referred to as the shadow work. The shadow work or the subconscious psychological work is the difficult task of holding ourselves accountable, where we help each other to have the courage to look at ourselves in the mirror, as we truly are, where we dare to look at what is bothering us and to see what our role in that is. All that to understand what we can do to go from where we are, which may be unhappy or disbalanced, to a safer place of more balance and joy. And we do that through compassionate behaviors, through women helping other women to grow stronger. Because together we are stronger. Together we can create a new reality, a new experience, a healthier lifestyle. The women's circle is a sacred coming together of women that are ready to receive help from other women and who are willing to offer help to other women, attempting to find their passion, their form of self-expression, their balance, and their freedom from the fears that hold them back. We journey from victimhood to being responsible, to finding our role in where we are in life and knowing clearly how to distinguish what is ours from what it is not, willing to do the work necessary to go to where we want to be. It is not an easy thing to do. Thus, if you choose to participate in the women's circle, you have to ask yourself, do I want to do this? Do I want to look at myself in the mirror and hold myself accountable for that image? Am I willing to be honest with myself? In sum, you will learn the art of womanhood through the process of learning the psychology of the energy centers, the biology and the neurology of your female body, and through understanding the internal and external processes that impact your mental, emotional, and behavioral habits. To accomplish this, I will introduce you to specific methods like the alternative practice of the obsidian egg, an approach that focuses on the shadow work or the subconscious level. In this process, you will learn about what the obsidian egg is, what its energetic components are, and how to work with it, when to work with it, and how long to work with it. The sweat lodge purification, a ceremony that helps release emotions and helps you find deeper aspects of yourself. The cacao ceremony and the shamanic drum, a form of sound therapy. Energy movements. These are specific physical postures that help you channel the energy in your body in specific ways. Similarly to Qigong and yoga, these movements have been specifically developed for the female morphology to stimulate specific energetic areas, primarily the pelvic floor, where the female energy is most stagnant, and sacred fires. Science today is learning a lot about the sacred fires and how they impact your mental state and your brain waves. We will thus practice guided meditations with the sacred fires. The guided meditation is a practice of silence from which arises a beautiful peace, where we see things that we couldn't see before, from where we can develop a new perspective, the capacity to understand where we are, where we want to be, and how we can get there. Collectively, these are the different methods that we will introduce you to work with in order to move and unclog stagnant energy. Through these practices, you will be brought to unveil the hidden disbalances within you so that you can become aware of them and transform them to develop a healthier life. As you can see, being part of the Women's Circle is a big responsibility, at a personal level and as a collective. It's a commitment with yourself, a choice that is directed and cultivated by you. None of this will make any sense, and none of this will change anything in your life if you're not responsible and intend to do the work. Often, people come to the Women's Circle thinking that they can stop their medical treatment or their psychological help because they believe that they are going to be healed miraculously. Please don't do that coming to the Women's Circle. I don't recommend that anyone stop their medical or psychological treatment. In case you have a current mental or physical condition, I encourage you to speak with your medical or mental health care professional about your participation in the Women's Circle. Discuss with them if this is the right fit for you. The Women's Circle is a tool, a complement to help you bring about greater life balance, meaning, and joy. For that, you have to work on yourself and you have to be honest with yourself. If I'm going to guide the Women's Circle productively, I have to be able to count on your honesty. Because how can you get to a better place? How can you learn about yourself? How can you change? How can you see what needs improvement if you don't allow yourself to be honest about the answers to the difficult questions in your life? Before deciding if you want to work with the Women's Circle, you have to ask yourself, do I want to be honest with myself? To hold myself accountable? And am I ready to do the work that it takes to succeed? To make the hard choices? And to implement the necessary changes? This is how you will realize what is working in your life and what is not. How you learn where you are and where you want to be, and how you are going to get there. I offer you honesty, compassionate listening, and empathy. Above all, I will make sure that no one falls out of balance. We will do things manageably, carefully, and in balance with your capacities. Your safety, balance, and well-being are my highest priority. I look forward to working with and meeting all of you, to joke and laugh together, of course, to grow stronger one step at a time with every single one of you. Remember, together we are a force of nature. This concludes my introduction of what an Ancestral Women's Circle is all about. Please feel free to contact us in the event that you have any further questions. Thank you.